This time tomorrow, he could be the 45th president of the United States. This is Bill Wills. Honored to have Mr. Donald Trump with us. Sir, good morning. We in Cleveland like to think we're kind of connected to this because of hosting the RNC. What'd you think of our town, by the way?
I loved your town. I loved that convention. And I'll tell you what, everybody did such an incredible job. No, I'm a big fan of Cleveland.
I went back and looked at my notes on the art of the deal, the 11 points. Think big, know your market, fight back, have fun, deliver the goods. Have you kind of followed that throughout this, 510 days of campaigning?
Well, as you said those phrases, I sort of think, wow, you know, that really does apply. Yeah, it's been an amazing period of time, Bill. And, you know, to think here we are talking and, you know, Cleveland was also great. That was one of the most beautiful moments of my life, that convention. And the way it was handled by the city itself, but it was just a great moment. And, you know, I've gotten to know the people of the country so well and spent so much time traveling around. Last night I was in New Hampshire very late, and then I flew to Michigan. I got there at just around 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had 21,000 people. It was crazy. And these were people that just love our country. So I think we're going to have some very good results. I think we're going to do very well in Cleveland.
Only a minute or two with you, I understand. You talked about in one of your speeches yesterday this movement and what would happen if you did not win. What do you make of this movement around this country?
Well, it is a movement. It's a movement toward common sense. I was thinking about it the other day, and it, you know, to a large extent, it's common sense. You look at how bad the Iran deal is, where we give them $150 billion, and we could have done something so much smarter, so much better. You look at the fact that we don't take care of our veterans. We take horrible care of our veterans. We have such a depleted military. We have no borders. Our trade deals are so bad. Obamacare has to be repealed and replaced. It's killing. Just so you understand, and I think you probably know it as well as me, maybe better, because you have to listen to people. And Obamacare is hurting our country so badly. It has to be repealed and replaced. I mean, it's driving businesses out, and it's driving them out of business, but it's driving people into poverty. So Obamacare is, you know, people have just started to see how bad it is, but it is catastrophic.
A part of this movement has been who you've been running against. I mean, obviously Hillary Clinton, President Obama's been out there. Many would argue a liberal national media, but even some within the party you represent, any of those bother you more than any other?
Well, yeah. I've really had pretty good support, I will tell you, generally speaking. And the base of the party has been amazing. But, you know, I guess we could talk about certain people. But overall, I will say I've had tremendous support from the party. And I guess now we're 92% level. So that's, you know, the interesting thing is we have peaked literally last night, I think. You know, and I think you can see that, too, in terms of the message, in terms of the popularity. I think we peaked like last night, and it's awfully good to be going into an election when you're literally peaking. And the party has been so fantastic. And people don't hear that because they only hear about one or two or three people that have been negative and really haven't done, I think, the right thing. The party has been so unified and so terrific, and I am so grateful to them.
Mr.
And
Trump,
that's why I think we're going to do so well, and I think we're going to do really well in Ohio.
Mr. Trump,
really
thank you for your time. God bless you, if indeed you are our 45th president. Best of leading this country, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Bill, and it's really an honor to talk to you, and I'll see you soon.